Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Welcome to Wednesday One Shots, a series where we share a bonus episode with you every week to help you get through that midweek slump. This week we have a story titled Popular Guy with an Obsessive Side by Maya. I've had many encounters with odd people that I wouldn't want to meet again, but this incident is probably one of the first times I was scared for my safety. This took place when I was 14 and in middle school. My school had a gifted and talented program for both humanities and science sectors with 30 to 40 kids in each of the programs. I was in the humanities program, and our days mostly consisted of skipping other classes to fool around in the film classroom. Our film teacher was extremely chill and let us walk in and out of his classroom as we pleased. This concerned me, as well as my longtime best friend who we'll call Paige. Both of us came from immigrant families that migrated from the same country, so our families were very close. I practically lived at Paige's house because my parents traveled often for work. Paige and I took the school bus and we got off at the library, then transferred onto a public city bus to get to Paige's neighborhood. After the bus rides, we had to walk about half a mile to get to her house. Now that I've set the scene, I'll jump into the events that took place. It started when a kid from the science program approached me during our PE class. I'll call him Jake. Jake was somebody that I had seen around but had never really spoken to because our friend groups didn't overlap. I was an artsy kid that got along with most people, whereas he was a popular kid who stuck with his group only. Imagine my surprise when Jake approached me and asked, "Hey, you're Maya, right?" I gave him a half-confused squint while still trying to appear friendly. I knew that the only reason he would be talking to me was if he wanted something from me, but I had no idea what he could possibly want. He asked me if I was friends with Paige, and when I confirmed that I was, he asked me if I could give him her number. I told him that he'd have to ask Paige himself, since I should not be giving out her number. He asked me if I could please ask her on his behalf. Jake seemed very desperate, and I wanted to get back to my friends, so I assured him that I would talk to Paige, and left. I honestly forgot about the entire situation until a day or two later, when I received a text from an unknown number. It turned out to be Jake's number, and he was asking if I had spoken to Paige yet. I had no idea how he got my number, and I didn't respond to his texts. I immediately told Paige that I wanted her number, but also told her that she should be cautious and not give it to him without good reason. The next time we saw Jake was a few days later on our school bus when we were going home. I'm not sure if he moved houses or just wanted to be on that bus, but from that day on, he would be on our bus almost every day. He tried to approach Paige on the bus in the most bizarre ways. Once, since there were only a few kids on the bus, Paige and I had a three-seater to ourselves. I was by the window and she was by the aisle. Jake said that he wanted to talk to her and sat between us, on top of our school bags, which were occupying the middle seat. Another time he almost had a meltdown when Paige said that she was talking to me and didn't want to talk to him at the moment. Jake kept following me around at school, often pulling me away from my friends or teachers to ask for my opinion on gifts, as he was buying things for Paige. I constantly told him that Paige didn't want any gifts from him, but he would always belittle and intimidate me in response. So to avoid this, I would quickly choose between two necklace options or pick from a plethora of chocolates or just get away from him. Paige used to find these gifts inside of her locker. When we told the administrative staff about this, their response was that Paige should stop sharing her locker combination. This went on for several months, and throughout all of this, Paige and I attempted to ignore Jake. The breaking point happened about 2 weeks before summer break started. Paige had left school 2 weeks early to go on a trip with her family. When Jake came into the film classroom towards the end of the day, I told him Paige had left for the summer break already. His reaction was something neither I nor the three kids in the classroom could have predicted. He started breathing heavily, and he walked closer to me. He angrily said, "What do you mean? She didn't tell me this." I didn't know what to do or say since there wasn't a teacher in the room. I didn't want to say anything that would further aggravate him. He took a huge step towards me and screamed at the top of his lungs, "Stop lying! Where is she?" He thrust his arms towards the window we were standing by with so much force that it cracked. I was in shock, so I tripped over a chair while walking backwards to get away from him. Two of my friends were in the classroom. We'll call them Matt and Ben. They ran toward us. Matt and Ben were fairly tall and athletic, so I found some comfort in knowing that they had my back. Matt stepped between me and Jake, telling me to back off while Ben checked on me. Then, Ben pressed the panic button in our classroom to alert the security and the administrative staff. I left before anyone got there, as I wanted to be as far away from Jake as possible. As I got onto the bus that day, I felt a sense of dread knowing that I would need to get off the bus alone at the library and wait to be picked up by one of my parents' friends. I flinched every time somebody entered the bus. I was convinced that Jake would continue terrorizing me. I was pleasantly surprised when Matt entered the bus and slid onto the seat next to me. He told me that Jake was being suspended for 2 weeks for destroying school property and that he would probably be in more hot water for harassing a few girls, including Paige and me. I felt a sense of relief and comfort wash over me, and this feeling only increased when Matt told me that he would get off at the library with me and wait until I was picked up. Being the amazing friend that he is, Matt waited for me for over an hour, and he even took me to my favorite Taiwanese snack shop, since he knew that it would take my mind off of things. After that, I only saw Jake for a second or two in passing in the school hallways, but even that was too much sometimes. Thanks to my amazing friends, Matt and Ben, I came out of that experience unscathed. I hate to think of what could have happened if I had been alone in that classroom. I like to think that I'm wiser and more cautious now, but to the popular guy who was obsessed with my friend and harassed girls for no reason, let's not meet again. Thank you all for listening, and thank you to Maya for submitting that story. Don't forget, you can submit your stories to letsnotmeetstories@gmail.com if you'd like to hear them on the podcast. Thank you all for being so patient and waiting for this Wednesday one-shot, an extra day here on Thursday. Hopefully it still gets you through your week, though. I'll see you next week for a brand new, full episode of Let's Not Meet, a true horror podcast. Stay safe.
Child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.